From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a U.S. show of support for Iraq. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden telephoned Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Monday to thank Iraqi forces for what he called their enormous sacrifice and bravery against Islamic State militants. The call was apparently aimed at soothing Iraqi anger after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Sunday Iraqi forces retreated from Hamadi last week because they have no will to fight. Turkey's foreign minister says his government has agreed in principle with the United States to provide air protection to Syrian rebels being trained to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. A U.S. defense official told VOA there were ongoing discussions with Turkish officials, but that no decisions have been made. Malaysian authorities say they have discovered 139 grave sites and 28 camps of suspected people smugglers in the northern part of the country. Steve Herman reports.
Speaking to reporters Monday in the town of Wang Kalian, near the Thai border, Malaysia National Police Chief General Khalid Abu Bakar detailed the discovery of the graves and camps that have been found.
The first team has gone in this morning, forensic and medical team, to exhume whatever remains there.
Officials say the largest of the camps, which were found between May 11th and 23rd in a hard-to-reach mountainous jungle area, could have held up to 300 people. The graves were located in Malaysia's smallest state of Perlis, adjacent to Thailand's Songkhla province, where mass graves were recently discovered. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
Police and anti-government protesters fought today in Burundi. At least one demonstrator in Bujumbura was wounded when police opened fire. This is VOA News. The aid agency Oxfam says more than 70,000 refugees from Burundi have crossed the border into Tanzania, fearing political violence at home. Gabe Joselow reports.
Most of the new arrivals in Tanzania are women and children. They crowd the beach at Kagunga on the shore of Lake Tanganyika, which borders both Burundi and Tanzania, waiting for transport to another refugee camp. Oxfam communications officer Amy Brown, working in Tanzania, describes desperate conditions at Kagunga.
People are living right on the beach all the way down to the water, waiting.
Driving this refugee crisis is a pervasive sense of fear as thousands flee from a volatile political conflict in Burundi. Gabe Joselow, Nairobi.
Nigeria's fuel wholesalers say they have reached an agreement with the government to resume fuel distribution. That ends a crisis that brought the operations of airlines, banks, and phone companies to a standstill. President Barack Obama has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns as part of his observance of the annual Memorial Day holiday in the United States. The ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery was attended by dignitaries, military personnel, and the families of veterans. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Obama remembered the men and women who have died to secure the United States' liberty and to keep its citizens safe.
We cannot bring them back, nor can we ease the pain of their families and friends who live with their loss. But we are the Americans they died to defend. So what we can do, what we must do, is fulfill our sacred obligations to them just like they fulfilled theirs to us.
President Obama. A tornado raged for 6 seconds in a Mexican city along the U.S. border Monday, killing at least 13 people and flattening hundreds of houses. The 250-kilometer-an-hour twister hit Ciudad Acuña at dawn. Rescue workers were searching for survivors in 750 damaged properties to the north in the U.S. state of Texas. Searchers continued to look for 12 people believed to have been swept away in flash flooding. Two U.S. fighter jets escorted an Air France passenger plane to a safe landing in New York Monday morning after a chemical weapons threat was made against the aircraft. The anonymous threat prompted the military to scramble the planes to guard Air France Flight 22, arriving from Paris at New York's John F. Kennedy. The threat was later deemed not credible and the plane cleared. Authorities in Afghanistan said Monday at least 5 people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.